I got the bag, you got the body.
It's Neo with You've Got That Body. Thank you so much for choosing us on a Choosy Tuesday. All things travel Tuesday today. And we are going to be joined by the Mpumalanga Parks and Agency, Gary Camacho, urgency scientist. We speak about animals today and their behaviors, some of the safety measures that should be followed by tourists when visiting parks, specifically where there is the Big Five. Some of the do's and don'ts when you notice any behavioral changes in those animals when you see them during your visit as a tourist, because we all know that a tourist has died after he was charged and trampled by an elephant near the Kruger National Park's Malilane Gate in Mpumalanga. What do you do? How do you act? Of course, one person who would know that is the urgency scientist, Gary Camacho from the Mpumalanga Tourism and Parks Agency. He lets us in on what to do if you start feeling unsafe. What is the route to take? Gary, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you, Mr. Khan. I appreciate it.
Gary, I think really to start, give us an overview of how animal behavior in the wild can change, especially when tourists are present. Are there any signs that tourists should watch out for when observing animals?
Yeah, I think first of all, I think I want to say that we tend to get a false perception of safety when we're in the wild.
Yeah.
And we discard the fact that we are dealing with animals that can change behavior at any time point in time, and that we also don't realize that or don't take note of the fact that these animals are mainly hormonal driven, so they can change abruptly as well, depending on circumstances. And then obviously there are circumstances that are unavoidable, which you can explain that a pot plant falling from a balcony 3 stories high onto your head, you just at the wrong time at the wrong place. So it's something that's not avoidable. It's just a coincidence of being at the wrong place at the wrong time. But those things that can be avoided, I think the important part is that we know that these animals, we might see them as calm or tamed or whatever, when we look at them in terms of where we, and also depending on your circumstances, are you on foot or are you in a vehicle or are you with a tour guide inside a game viewer in a lodge, it doesn't matter. These animals can suddenly change behavior, and the most important part is that we are the ones that are going into their space, and we need to respect that space, first of all, distance, the safety, and then obviously not being loud, and obviously knowing have some bit of a background knowledge, and adhering to rules, know what the rules are when you're getting close to these animals, because they will, if they feel threatened, an elephant's a big animal, you can trample a car, a lion might attack you on foot if you don't know what to do, but and then obviously things like babies crying in a car, avoid taking babies in the air, so having them on your lap when you're sitting in a vehicle and they start crying and you're next to lions or leopards or those dangerous cats. So they are stimulated, and then also not approaching these animals or trying to be brave. I think respect for animals starts with showing distance and then also keeping your noise down, your voices down, because those are the things that can trigger their behavior and make their behavior change as quickly. And then obviously other circumstances which deals with the animal status itself. So it can be individualism, an individual animal that's just a bit more irritable, or it can be a hungry animal or injured animal. Hungry animals usually more desperate, and the injured, they tend to be more in a fighting mode. So there are a lot of circumstances. I think the main thing to take into consideration is know the rules, stick to the rules, show distance and show respect, and try and not be provocative in your behavior.
Absolutely. Let's quickly go into the Big Five, which is your lions, leopards, elephants, rhinos, and the buffalo. I mean, these are some of the most iconic animals to see on safari, and I'm sure anybody who goes on a game drive really wants to see the Big Five. Could you explain how the behavior of these animals could be different compared to other wildlife, especially in the presence of humans?
Yeah, I think they are all dangerous animals, depending on... I don't really see buffalo as a dangerous animal. When you're sitting inside a vehicle, they don't tend to attack all rhinos or those animals. Lions and leopards don't have a tendency to attack people in vehicles. But I think when you're on a game viewer, things can change quickly, especially when it comes to circumstances where you having a little kids in with you in the vehicle, especially when people are getting outside the vehicle to take a sundown or whatever. Those are the times that you have to be extra cautious, because especially if you see an animal like an elephant or lions or rhinos or buffalo close by, don't get out of the vehicle. Or at least if you do get out, it should be under the guidance of a good guide that can actually read the circumstances. But I think the important part is we are talking about people that don't have the knowledge and understanding of interpreting animals' behavior.
Yeah.
I think there again we come to the point where you just say, listen, the most dangerous animal obviously are elephants in circumstances like this. So stick to the rules, don't try and approach the animal, don't provoke him, don't make loud noises, don't try and do antics that make the animal respond to get good photographs and things like that. I think that the distancing is always an important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, know the rules before you go into an area. That know what the do's and don'ts are. And then when you do encounter unfamiliar circumstances, it's important to stick together and try and keep your voice down and retract from the area, try and avoid going closer to the animal, rather stay quiet and wait out the situation. The animals do get aggressive and start pushing the vehicle around or whatever, then obviously get out of the situation as soon as possible. But usually under those circumstances, you should have a guide that should be able to read the circumstances and then try and avoid getting into a situation where you have to face these type of things. I hope it makes sense. But with most of your other animals, it's important to sit down, just listen to the guide's comments and his advice. Keep yourself down, keep your voices down.
Yeah.
Don't have little people making noises and shouting out and sudden movements and sudden loud noises, or that kind of a high-pitched type of sound from a kid or a baby can also provoke an animal to change its behavior. But then also important, keep an eye on the animal, see what it's doing. If the animal suddenly stands still, an elephant, and look at you, or start swerving his trunk and things like that, or walking up to you, then you need to just either get out of the way. There's enough space. If you don't have the space, then just sit still and keep quiet. Those are the things that's important.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that my final question will be, what happens then if I do see the behavioral change? What are some of the steps that I should take? I mean, you go on social media and some people will tell you run. Some people will say, no, you sit still, you don't do anything. So what would be the right thing to do in that moment when you can see that, okay, the behavior of this animal is changing?
First of all, if you're brave enough, most of the time it's most, if you're an adult in terms of kids, it's a different situation. You should be there at that point in time as a small kid. But to stand your ground is with your cats, obviously critically important, is to face the animal and stand your ground. And then obviously not to make unnecessary high-pitched noises or whatever, yelling, screaming and things like that, except if the animal, like an elephant, is coming close or charging, you can actually lift your arm and shout and scream at the elephant, but not at, and in a lower tone, not in a high pitch type of low tone.
Yeah.
If you're inside a vehicle, especially when you're driving through the park on your own or places like that, and you're in a isolated area on your own, if you see the animals are coming closer to you, look for space to get away. Either reverse turn around and go away. Don't wait for the animal to get too close to you and then start changing its behavior, because often an animal will just be wandering around on its own and not showing any changes of behavior. But if you see the animal standing still or suddenly start moving in a direction or blocking the road or something like that, get out of the way, keep your engine noise down, don't rev the engine, and unless you accept if the animal charges you and it starts doing things and you can't get out of the way, then you can rev your engine, open your door, slam your door, do anything to kind of distract it. If it's in the case of, those would mainly be elephants. In the cases of lions and leopards, which will seldom happen, you can actually just stand your ground and face them. So it depends on whether you're on foot or whether you're in a vehicle or what scenario you have.
Gary, just before I let you go, do we have any final tips or advice you would like to share with our listeners who might be planning to visit some of our beautiful, beautiful parks?
I think the first thing to know is that we shouldn't be paranoid about these things, because if you look at all the visitors to parks and the incidents that are happening, it's unfortunate, but it's not happening on a daily basis and something that we have to be paranoid about. But
yes,
I think the other important part is to show respect. Obviously, first of all, to know the rules, to read up about the rules, and then to have somebody in the group that is kind of an adult or a person that can take charge, whether it's a person that has previous experience, knows a bit more, or a guide or somebody that is there to guide the group. So I think the important part is to have knowledge of the park you're going to. If there's incidents, for example, of regular elephants charging vehicles or animals going into the camps, hyenas or whatever, because you can even have a person sitting, falling asleep in front of a TV at the lodge, and it's an open lodge, and snoring, and then the hyena approaches and hears the person snoring, and we've had incidents like that. So those are unfortunate things that can happen, but you can avoid it by not falling asleep in front in an open space where hyenas are moving in and out. So with elephants as well and other animals, make sure that you I'd say follow the rules, be quiet, show respect for space and distance, rather stick together, don't try and spread out and cramp the animal into a small space, rather keep the vehicles or whatever. And then obviously if there is other vehicles already at the sighting where there's dangerous animals, don't go and cramp the sighting further. Try and wait your time to go and observe the animals, rather than cramping up everybody, because that's where you start creating that kind of I'd say annoying type of behavior, which actually can provoke the animal to change its behavior as well.
Gary, thank you so much for coming on to the show. Really, really informative. And I love that you said, one, don't be paranoid. You know, I think there's a lot of people that might be paranoid because of some of the incidents that we see or that we hear. But I mean, how many times does it really happen? And I also love that you mentioned the respect part. They are a different type of species. They're not human, but it's also very important for us to respect them, because they are, at the end of the day, in their natural habitat. So thank you so much for coming onto the show.
You're more than welcome to come. Thank you very much, and good talking to you as well.
It's Rise FM.
As a responsible broadcast citizen, Rise FM is committed to programming that is entertaining and uplifting, news that is accurate, and comment that is fair. We avoid anything that could be harmful to children, amount to hate speech, or contain gratuitous violence or explicit sex. To underline this commitment, we are signatories to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa's Code of Conduct. If you believe we are not adhering to that code, you can inform the BCCSA. Simply visit bccsa.co.za for more information about how to lodge your complaint. Rise FM, Mpumalanga, Azishe.
If you're planning on going to the Kruger National Park, please, by all means, make sure you go. Make sure to follow the rules. Stay safe. No noise. Show respect. Love that. Show some respect. Yes, it's an animal, but it also deserves some respect. That's their home. It's not your home. Okay? So make sure to stay safe. Show some respect. And if you see any behavioral changes, follow the rules you were given.